This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, 75 years ago, on this date, the United States was in a state of war. How many of you have seen over the last three, 4 days the playback? Every year on December 7th, that's what happens. There's a playback of Franklin Roosevelt's speech to Congress. It was a short speech, 500-600 words, and in it he overviews the reason that there was a state of war in existence at that time. And from that time till the end of the war, we all, well, I wasn't around, I was a little bit after the war, baby boomers and all. The sense, though, that we have in studying this, sense of those who are still alive, that were alive on that day, was that we did the right thing. We had to do what was. And whether you get into the conspiratorial serious discussions of whether it was a planned thing, the United States knew it was going to happen and waited until the attack on Pearl Harbor took place before we launched. Because there was a lot of feeling before that that we didn't want to get involved. Probably more than even before World War One. There were a lot of isolationists. Where, oh, where have those people gone? Well, there's still a lot of them in existence. And I'm wondering whether Donald Trump is one of them or not. What do you think? Is Donald Trump an isolationist? 888-302-3684. Or you can send me an email. I can grab that quicker than anything else. Doug at DougSteffen.com. I am Doug Steffen. This is Good Day. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. Speaking of Donald Trump, I'm beginning to think that he negotiates through the news media. He may be smarter. People just trip over what he says. He uses his words and his position as whether the leader of the Trump Organization or as president-elect to negotiate. He negotiates in public, to wit. The president-elect said we ought to cancel the order for the new Air Force Ones, plural, because they build two of them. There are two of everything because the two of them travel together, and that's to, and the thinking here, there are like three Marine One, those helicopters. I don't get the thinking. So you're going to blow up one of them? It's pretty easy to blow up two. I don't know why we spend all this money, but at any rate, it's $4 billion. Now, that plane stripped down, well, I say stripped down, depending on who orders it and what they want inside of it, the freighter version of that plane is about $145 million. The passenger jet, depending again on how you have it outfitted, could be as much as $400 million for a 747. But $4 billion? Trump says the plane is totally out of control. And he thinks it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a bit of a number on us. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money. And I think that this is a pretty good indicator, frankly, of put aside a lot of other things. The president has too many jobs, has too many responsibilities, has too much on his plate. That's just it. And so when it comes to things like this that are not, from the point of view of Barack Obama, an important business. He doesn't have any business sense. Has zero. I mean, look at the fact that we have trillions of dollars in debt. He has no financial sense. And apparently the people who are in Washington who are in the check and balance business don't have any business sense either. So maybe it's all up to Trump. That's it. So he's negotiating in public with Boeing, telling him, I don't want to spend this much money. We shouldn't have spent. Nobody was checking. Nobody does check. These Pentagon orders, Air Force One belongs to the Pentagon, to the Air Force. That's who owns it and operates it. You and I as taxpayers own it. We don't operate it. The people who are in the Air Force operate them. So, and by the way, the plane costs about $140,000 an hour to run, depending on what you're using it for. If it's loaded with people, staff, that sort of thing. But normally, I think I saw the bare bones cost of running a plane like that is about $48,000, $49,000 an hour. And so when all of this stuff is in it and there are all these operators and all that stuff, it's a very expensive proposition. But the president has to get around, and they have to be able to do. Remember that movie, one of the Ryan movies that Ben Affleck was in, playing Jack Ryan? And the president, which was, Cromwell was the president in that movie. They were running the country from the airplane. And so they have to fit. That isn't facetious. They do have to fit the plane to operate the government if something is going on. So this circumstance requires lots of tools. No question about that. Unique requirements, say the Boeing people. Yep, that's... yeah, we understand that. But Boeing did admit, issuing a statement, that they've only spent $170 million on the plane so far this year. Okay, the plane was ordered last year, and it's supposed to be ready for service next year. We are working to determine the capabilities of the complex military aircraft that serves the unique requirements of the president. Quote, we look forward to working with the Air Force on substantial and subsequent phases of the program, allowing us to deliver the best plane for the president at the best value for the taxpayer. I'm willing to bet you that with that statement from Trump, the price went down 10%. Automatically, the price went down 10%. And it isn't just Boeing, because all the components that are in there are not Boeing. The warning last year... let's see here. The first time they looked at the price tag, the first estimate was $2.7 billion. Then last year it went to $3.2 billion, and this year they say the total cost will be $4 billion. I think Trump is, in this way, pretty smart. He goes public with something. His airplane is a 757. It's about 25 years old. It was a former American Airlines 757. You buy them on the open market now for about $20 million. And Boeing's the only company to build this plane because they're the only ones who now have four-engine aircraft, which is what they need to have to balance out the weight. The old Air Force One is an option. The Air Force says not ideal because it's 30 years to 35 years that the frame, the superstructure of the plane is guaranteed for. And these planes were put into service almost 30 years ago, I think 29 years ago. Ronald Reagan decided after spending a little time in the old Air Force One that we ought to have new ones. And those planes were built for $150 million each. So that tells you in 30 years what we've added and what it costs to do things now. The cost of the Air Force Ones, if you look at them, magnificent planes. Magnificent planes. The president, the current president, canceled the order for new Marine One. The costs were ballooning so out of control, they just said no. And that's what happens. If you don't watch these contractors, this is a pretty good indicator of what goes on, generally speaking, with these contractors at the Pentagon. We just keep spending. Okay, here's my bid, and it's a cost plus 10%. Okay, so they just keep adding and building, and Boeing stock went down 86 cents yesterday, by the way, on the word that the president says we ought not to be spending this kind of money. I think it is those. I mean, look at those planes and what they represent. It's a magnificent airplane. So can you rehab it? Yeah, in fact, you could. And what they could do, actually, is take, because this is a 747-400, there are about 45 of them sitting in the desert just north of Tucson. Those of you who live in Tucson listening to this program, the Pinal, P-E-N-A-L, I believe, base is home to almost 400 planes that are mothballed from airlines all around the world. And in there are 40 or 45 late model 747s. They've been retired or they've been put there to be sold to do something else. A lot of them are converted to freighters because they cost more to run than a plane like a 777-300, which carry almost as many people, only has two engines. So it costs about 23-24% more or less to fly the plane per hour. So anyway, it's food for thought. They might do any number of things. But I think Trump is brilliant in his negotiating, frankly. I think it'll do us a lot of good in the long run, I hope. 18 after the hour, News Chris, News Voice of the Day. That focus in a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's, select styles, offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See a store or Kohl's.com for details.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list of gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list.
And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Tonight, from NBC, the network that ushered in live musicals, comes the next big thing.
We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Hairspray Live, performed completely live with an incredible all-star cast. Harvey Fierstein,
Jennifer Hudson,
Ariana Grande,
Martin Short,
Derek Hough,
Kristen Chenoweth,
Duff Cameron,
Sean Hayes,
Billy Eichner, and introducing Matty Balio. Don't miss the family event of the holiday season. Hairspray Live, tonight on NBC.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
All right, here's the news voice of the day.
We do not ask more of the wealthy to punish success. We do it to create more success stories.
Right. He's a BSer if I ever heard one. Okay. He's in the news because he's taken on Donald Trump. Who is that guy? 888-302-DOUG, 21 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on.
Station, they've gone to the Carpenter's Christmas special, and in and of itself, it's wonderful. But those blowhards that get on and go on and on and on and on, they give away a CD for $150. We'll give you the DVD for $250. That's all the message is, and they keep repeating it with a phone number to the point where you want to get out Elvis's gun and shoot the TV. God, the other night,
Merry
I wanted
Christmas.
To. Huh?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You have such okay. a gift.
Yeah.
It's an unusual gift.
Captain Kermit. <It's a gift. laughs> Excuse me. Thank you for putting it that way. All right. So as we continue to celebrate the happiness of Christmas.
Right.
These are the Carpenters. Why did I start going down that road? The Carpenters, oh, the television special on PBS. But really, her voice was so wonderful. That's a great thing from one of their 2 or 3 Christmas albums. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. All right, I've done enough talking and laughing. Let's listen to a little of this, Kara. We continue with each of our musical segments in each hour, at this time in each hour, at least one of the Christmas tunes. Now time to pay attention to Shania Twain songs. Matter of fact, 24-year-old Nick Jonas has decided he wants to call a lot of attention to Shania Twain, whom he calls his first celebrity crush. Thank her for breaking barriers of genre to allow other people to think outside the box and push the envelope. So, Nick Jonas has named his favorite Shania Twain songs.
Ooh, all right.
Calls a true inspiration. First one is Don't Be Stupid. This came out in 1997. Nice. Actually, fabulous. Simple but fabulous song.
I don't know this one.
aren't you?
Really?
Oh, that's a great song.
All right, well, then what you're, you don't know this one because you're confusing it maybe with another song that came out in 1997 called That Don't Impress Me Much.
Oh, you're a rocket scientist. That don't
impress me much. I definitely know this one. This was massive.
She was such a hit maker. I mean, like, yeah, every song she put out was gigantic.
Legendary, so says Nick Jonas about this video and the song.
Yeah, I think you can remember the video. She was wearing that leopard print coat with the hood. And,
yeah. She had a very cool sense of style, too, that was really unique at that time.
Why are we talking about it in the past tense?
Well, in 1997, yeah, that's what we're talking
about. How much has she
about
been around lately? I don't see
she just came back. Actually, she was gone for a while. If you remember her, she was married to Mutt Lange, who is a famous music producer, and he cheated on her with her best friend.
Oh,
and
sweet.
So then she married the best friend's husband.
Yep, now they're happily married.
Yeah, there's some personal turmoil. But she did a tour. I just saw her last summer, actually, and she's fantastic. She still looks great. And she still plays her hits, which is awesome. I don't know if she's got anything new coming out.
Right. Oh, I love
this. Another great song. Always, Forever and Always. This is another hit from Nick Jonas's playbook. Came out in 2003. He says this has been a major source of inspiration for me melodically. Listen, I've got to keep quiet. Crank this up. This is a great part of the song.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 69 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652.
1-800-957-9652.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The hour now. It's Wednesday the 7th. I'm Doug Steffen. Where are we? 3 weeks and 3 days away from Christmas Eve. So that's kind of a pleasant thing to have in one's mind, isn't it? Huh? Especially with all the nutty stuff going on that isn't so pleasant around us. Let's see if we can focus on pleasant a bit. Although I find this fellow to be as unpleasant a politician as I haven't encountered him, never met him personally, but he leaves me cold. His attitude, his philosophy, he replaced a very well-known politician and a very well-liked politician, and he wasn't that well-known outside of his city, and now he's not liked much either in his city or outside of his city, because he's one of those BSing politicians. Here are his words from his mouth.
Here's my promise to you as your mayor. We will use all the tools at our disposal to stand up for our people. Nothing about who we are changed on Election Day. We are always New York.
Yeah, right. Okay, so who is this guy? He's our news, mystery news voice of the day, 888-302-3684. You get a very nice Christmas prize, or Christmas present, if you will, as a prize. 888-302. Doug, here's his voice again in another context.
We do not ask more of the wealthy to punish success. We do it to create more success stories.
Yeah, right. they, well, I mean, my philosophy on that is so 180 degrees opposite. These guys, again, more BS from politicians like that. Kara, did you have one more cut, or is that it?
We've always said we're going to work with the existing drivers to try and give them that other alternative, which is the electric vehicles that we think will be a cleaner, safer, wiser, more humane alternative.
All right. 888-302-3684. Identify this fellow in the news cycle, national news cycle, last 24 hours because of what he said about the president-elect. And it's in context because the two of them are commingled, if you will. They give you much more than that. It becomes very easy. Not that it isn't easy. If you know the cycle, if you know what the issue is, and once again, as usual, all roads lead to Donald Trump and where he is. So if you figure out his fellow's name, you help yourself to 888-302-DOUG, and we'll move from there. Our 2020 mystery voice contest, we'll get back to it at 20 minutes before the hour. Other things going on, I notice as I drive early in the morning these days, temperature right around 30. It's snowing a bit in my neck of the woods on the farm here in Massachusetts. And many of you across the country today are waking up to very cold temperatures. The driving is dangerous, to say the least. And one of the things that you need to understand is that if you're not well rested, driving can be a dangerous proposition, especially when it's dark, as we hear in this report.
You already know not to get behind the wheel if you've had too much to drink, but a lack of sleep might put you in just as much danger. A new report by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says drivers who get just 5 to 6 hours of sleep the night before are about twice as likely to get into an accident as those who slept 7 hours or more. The risk keeps increasing for every hour of sleep that's lost. Those who sleep less than 4 hours the night before driving have over 11 times the risk of crashing.
And if you sleep less than 4 hours in a given 24-hour period, you are as impaired as you would be if you are twice the legal limit of alcohol.
Even if you're used to getting less sleep, it doesn't necessarily mean you're in less danger. AAA's study found drivers who regularly got 4 to 5 hours crashed over 5 times as much as those who consistently got at least 7 hours. AAA noted their study may actually underestimate the risks of driving while tired, since it didn't look at crashes occurring between midnight and 6 a.m., a prime time for sleep deprivation.
All right, so let's add a new wrinkle or another wrinkle to this, the driving drowsy report from the AAA. Getting behind the wheel without enough sleep can be dangerous. It depends on the time of day. I don't, like last night, I didn't get 6 hours sleep. I drove about 20 minutes to come to my studio. It was icy, but I'm awake and alive and well because I'm focused on my drive. And I would tell you, though, if I were driving this afternoon without a nap, if I were driving 40, 50 minutes, I know myself, and I know, excuse me, that I would get tired. I'd get sleepy. So I often, if I'm driving, if I'm especially on the farm and I'm operating some equipment, I'll take a nap. I take a nap most every day, sometimes 15, 20, 25 minutes, sometimes 35, 40, 45 minutes, so that I'm fresh for the rest of the day. And I take my Super Beats. And that's just, it really does wake me up, energize me. You need to be awake and energized. If you're, this time of year, people are burning the candle at both ends, people that have jobs, that have family responsibilities. They're going out buying presents, wrapping them, getting ready for Christmas. This is the time of the year when sleep deprivation is more of a problem than any other time of the year. So we have the good. It's Christmas. We feel great. We have the bad. Look out. I'm not getting enough sleep. I can be drowsy or cranky or whatever it is. And we all know that, I think it was last year, 34,000 people were killed on the highways in America. So let's... is what the old expression, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, being aware and just conscious. I mean, you know it's not good to get 4 hours of sleep. Generally speaking, 6 hours isn't really enough. I know that's why I get a nap. And so, under the circumstances, do what your Uncle Dougie does and take a nap. And
yeah, that's my problem, because I don't get to take a nap until after I get home, and so that afternoon drive from here back to my apartment when I've only had, you know, like 4.5 hours of sleep or five hours of sleep the night before. But yeah, in the morning at like 4 a.m, that's fine because nobody else is on the road, so it's okay. Yeah. And you have to be a bit more alert because I've at least gone outside and it's cold out and that kind of
wakes you right up, doesn't it?
Yeah, or I'll have hot tea or something. But yeah, the afternoon drive, that's when you got to be careful.
Yep. Smart. Those are words of wisdom from the AAA and the rest of us, I think, here. Miles is down in Lake City, Florida. My grandson is named Miles. I'm happy to have you on board, Miles. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Have we ever spoken before?
No, sir.
No, I wouldn't have thought because I would remember that name. Okay, so the 2020 news voice is somebody who's in politics now. I don't know that you need any help. I'll give it to you. You can take over. You can be the host of the program long enough to tell us who the news voice is.
I'm going to say Mayor de Blasio.
Mr. Bill Blah Blasio. That's what I call him. He's asking for he is a political clown, in my estimation. He doesn't read read the tea leaves well. He doesn't understand really. He understands, I think, politics to a point, but he doesn't really understand how to govern. He doesn't understand consensus any more than some of the people in Washington do. And he's just a flat, lackluster guy, especially in the wake of Michael Bloomberg, who for 3 terms, for 12 years, was the mayor of New York and did a fabulous job. I mean, there are a few things that people question about him, but I would like to frankly see him as president. But anyway, the reason that the discussion about Bill Blasio is in the news is what? Do you want to go one step further, Miles, and tell us why we're talking about Bill Blasio?
I'm assuming you said something that was a little idiotic.
Well, he's always doing that. But he yesterday said to the White House or to the administration that they're going to send a bill to Washington. When Donald Trump becomes president, they're going to ask for $35 million a year to the city of New York to provide security around Trump Tower. That's what he says. He actually sent the letter to Congress as well as the president. The request is for security costs that are going to be ongoing, $500,000 a day, he says, starting with the election and moving forward, $500,000 a day. I think if I were a New Yorker I'm a taxpayer, I want to know why the cost is so high. Secret Service is protecting Trump and his family, and he says it's a team effort. The police officers in New York not only work to protect Trump, but also the people who live and work in Trump Tower. That's a really busy part of Manhattan and makes the job very difficult. It's a concern for law enforcement, so he says. And since the NYPD doesn't want to decrease the number of officers policing other parts of the city, they got to hire more and pay overtime. That's the reason that he is in the focus. And I'm not sure that he's really wrong here. I don't know that the numbers are right. But there are a lot of people, and I think I'm one of them, who believes that it's, unless maybe Trump will pay for this himself, you never can tell. He might just go out and say, okay, he'll tweet, I'll pay for it, because he can. He's not taking his salary. So, at any rate, there are many people, as I said, and I'm one of them, and maybe you are too, Miles, who thinks that the family ought not to be living pieces of the wife and the son ought not to be living in New York, but ought to be in the White House. What do you think?
I get it. I mean, I get why the family wouldn't move into the White House because they have prior obligations. Yeah. But the tradition is to move on into the White House. But as we've seen with Trump, he's not a regular traditional.
Right, he's not the regular guy. That's
so
true.
So yeah. you're not going to see that from him.
Yeah.
Which is both good and bad, I guess. I didn't vote for Trump, but
didn't you?
I mean, he's definitely going to move and shake the system.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, Miles, hold on a second. Carol will talk to you. We'll send you a copy of the book from Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I appreciate your listening. 45 after the hour.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Breast cancer will affect 1 in 8 women during their lifetime. And while mammography is key to early detection, there is some confusion about when to start screening and how often.
Big factor that impacts a lot of women is this concept of dense breast tissue. The real way to detect density is by having a mammogram. And if anybody wants to know what is my density and how will that impact my future frequency of screening, we really are now concentrating on getting that information from a mammogram.
Dr. Sandy Pruthi from the Breast Diagnostic Clinic at Mayo Clinic.
And it makes sense that if you have more dense breast tissue, you should be screened more frequently because of the challenges of interpreting the mammogram.
Different organizations have different thoughts on when to start mammograms and how frequently they should be done. So a conversation with your health care provider could provide some direction. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so the other item of interest here that I think we have a moment for, the UN issuing its annual appeal for humanitarian funds. They're looking for $22 billion to help 93 million people in 33 countries. If you go back to the last year, two, three, last 10 years, most of the humanitarian funding was meant to help victims of natural disasters. There certainly is plenty of that, but they're also fighting a problem because of just the lack of food in a lot of different areas. The West is in a different situation than is the East, if you will, Africa, some parts of Asia. So if you're feeling like you want to give and the UN is something that you support, then that might be a way for you to acknowledge your support during this giving time of the year. 10 minutes before the hour here.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Now by Lee Abamonte, who is someone that has worked a lot around the world. I'm told you're the youngest American to visit every country in the world. You visited every country in the world, Lee. How'd you do that?
I ran really fast.
Good for you. So when you say young, what does that mean? At what age did you start your travel experiences, and where are you now?
I started traveling just after I turned 20 years old. I did a study abroad year in Europe, and I traveled a lot around Europe, and then I just kind of fell in love with it, and just kept going from there, and then I ended up becoming the youngest person to visit every country when I was 32 years old, about 5 years ago.
Really? Congratulations. What have you learned about the places you recommend people travel to? This is a good time of year for travel. I love to travel this time of year, whether it's late fall, early spring. A lot of people go to the same places over and over again. What do you advise?
Well, I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. Right now, I'm recommending people check out Monterey County, California. It's home to iconic places like the Big Sur coastline, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, Carmel by the Sea, the Carmel Valley Wine Country, and it's generally considered one of the top places to visit in the country. I've been there a few times. It's absolutely fantastic. You can do walks along Carmel Beach or do a hike in Pinnacles National Park. You can go whale watching in Monterey Bay. You can do whatever you want, really. It's the 60th anniversary of the Jazz Festival this year. 2017 is a milestone year for the arts in Monterey County, and it features the first permanent Salvador Dali exhibit. And right now you can actually win a two-night stay for up to 5 bucket list items by going to cmonterey.com/winter.
5 bucket list items?
Yeah. Yes.
I have to tell you guys, this is like on my dream list. I live in California, and I've traveled all over the state. I've somehow missed Monterey, but my family goes there. My cousin goes there every single year. They rent a house right near the water. I mean, I know for sure the wine country there is absolutely phenomenal. The Pinots that you get out of Monterey are so delicious. Ugh. Got it.
Yeah, no, it's literally one of the best places in the country. Northern California, everywhere from Napa down to Monterey is just fantastic. But Monterey, for hiking and really everything, it's just such a great place. You can do anything you want there.
Yeah, it's very cool. All right, so suggestions on where to go domestically. Interesting that you've traveled all over the world and you like America best. I think that's a good sign of a good American boy. Also, when you're traveling, I have a rule. One bag, one bag only. No more bags. You want to travel with me? You take one bag, and
how
that's
big can the bag be?
I know, right?
Wait, now, is this a bag you can check? Or
I don't check my bags.
You and me will get along well because I'm a big believer in take half the clothes and twice the money and never check bags. So when I'm packing, I like to keep it light and simple. Just basically a couple jeans, khakis, a couple T-shirts. Actually, Lee Jeans just came out with the Lee Extreme Motion Jean. It's basically freedom pants, which is stylish on the outside with an inside unique blend of magic. It's athletically inspired with an awesome waistband. It's very stretchy. The premium stretch allows you to do anything. And it features a gusset. What is a gusset, you ask? It's a stealthy stretch panel where a man needs it most. And as you know, sir, we do need it a lot. And
is that the waistline you're talking about there, Lee?
Maneuverability, the freedom to maneuver about within the jeans themselves. That's the good thing about a gusset.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have, because of the influence of the lady that I love, she likes me in tighter jeans. I used to wear sloppy, loose jeans, and now I wear tighter stuff that makes me look better. And
Floppy in general is not a good thing to wear, just in general.
But what about these? Do I need to ask for a pair of these Lee jeans for Christmas that you're talking about? What are they called again?
Well, the Extreme Motion Jean is actually the perfect travel pant and a great gift for the holidays, and it's only $48, and you can get it at Lee.com, Kohl's.com, or most Kohl's stores around the country. So it does make a great Christmas gift.
But they still look good. They are still tight, right? They fit well, but you can move around, because I find that's the trouble with some of the jeans I wear. It's too tight.
I'm wearing them as we speak, and they're very comfortable. I feel very, very free, a lot of freedom. It's good. Trust me, you'll love it.
All right. I trust you. Thank you, Lee, for a couple of good ideas. Lee Abamonte with us here.
Ulta Beauty. We've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.